can keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for February 28th, episode 78.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. That was the year I was born, 1978.
That's right. And today you truly are my queen. You have a halo crown all around
you. I do.
You do. Today was one of the best days I've seen you in many moons.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
For sure.
Aw.
And I think part of that is because we went to bed at 9:30 last night.
I got a full 7.5 hours of sleep, which is a rarity.
What time? I got up at 6.
So you got up at 6.
So yeah, I got, like,
you were off your phone by 10:30 at the latest.
Oh, before 10:30.
Blue light would flood in the room, man.
Well, hold on a second. First of all, I fished your mask out of the bed.
I know.
Fish your mask out of the bed, which had been there for 2 weeks, just collecting dusk and dust.
I know,
and
that was
Phoebe
the morning
hair.
I left and I came back. I was grumpy. That's what it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Which morning was that? Wait, let's cheers, babe. Okay. Let's cheers before
we forget.
I'm drinking
bubbles tonight.
Yeah, good. I love you. Love your bubbles.
Yeah, I'm drinking Pellegrino.
Okay, I'm drinking Argelet.
Oh, fan favorite.
Mm-hmm. It is a fan. You know, that's not cheap, Argelet, by the way.
That's $24 a bottle.
$23.75
Yeah. You suck that stuff down.
I do not. You make me sound like a wino.
Well, hello.
I am no wino, man. I'm no wino. But I do like my glass of wine doing the show with
you. I do miss it. Yes, yeah. I do. I do miss it.
So anyway, so we went to bed on, it was early. I mean, it was nice and early. I really enjoyed that. We were both kind of, you know, we're still in our Cheers binge mode. We're season 4.
Yes.
Woody's on now.
Yes.
Coach just went away.
He died.
He just died and they just like wrote him out.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a dedication at the end of one of the episodes, the end of the season.
Nothing.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And so we're just sitting there like third show of the evening. We're like, let's just go to bed.
I fell asleep on the couch. Fall asleep.
I know. And then I'm like, I'm going to go walk Phoebe.
Yeah.
Why don't you get ready for bed? And then we were in 9:24 when I read
Psalm 91. Another 91. Fan favorite.
Another fan favorite. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but oh, yes, you did fish my mask out that had fallen in between the wall and the headboard and the head of the bed. And that was the morning I left. I was very grumpy.
Oh, goodness. That was the day you had to take your car for an engine light, which was just a light, apparently.
Yes, I was very grumpy that morning. And
you
I
texted me and said,
no.
Sorry for being grumpy.
Because I was up in the middle of the night because I had a histamine flare up. And I was up and I couldn't get back to sleep. I was up for an hour and a half. And so I had to wake up and I had to be there at 8:30 in San Antonio. It was about an hour away.
Yeah.
And so I was super, super grumpy. So I basically just, yes. And so while I was gone, you made the bed, you did the dishes, you fished out my mask.
The only thing I did more than I usually do is made the bed.
Yeah.
But
you also fished out that mask, which was really sweet of you.
So what am I? Super husband.
Your super husband.
Points.
Yes.
Points on the board, ladies and gentlemen. Points.
So I wanted to tell you, so when I went to drop off my car that morning.
Now, this was literally because you got you've been to your dealership more than I've been during the entire
They're
life
like,
of my
Tina,
car.
You want a cup of coffee? I'm like, so I go.
Hey, Mrs. Curry, how you doing, Tina?
Yeah. So I go.
So your light just came on, your engine light.
Yeah,
and you can't stand that.
No,
you despise.
I am quadrant
stuff like
two.
That.
Quadrant two. I'm preventative. Yeah, I don't.
Quadrant two.
I am Q2.
What am I? Quadrant five.
I don't even think you're
I'm
on
off
the quadrant.
The map. It's a light. It's yellow. It's fine.
No,
it's not
that's
orange.
Why I nag you all the time. Like, did you do it? Did you get it done? Did you do it? Did you do it? Anyway, let me get back to my story.
Funny, I never get that as nagging. So, it never feels like nagging at all. Ever. Ever. Ever.
So I walk up. So I have to drop my car off and then they secured a loaner for me. And so I go up to the guest services desk and there's this young kid there, Drew, and I have your Rogan cup with me.
Oh,
okay.
The Yeti cup.
Yes. And so, cause I had brought water with me and so I set it on there and the guys helped me. He goes, where'd you get that cup? Where'd you get that Rogan cup? I go, oh, my husband, he's been on Joe Rogan's show. He's like, what? I said, yeah, he's been on five times. He's like, what?
He Wait, goes, is he Tim Dillon? Is he the fat comedian?
No, he's this young kid. He goes,
that's who's been on Rogan all the time. Sorry, bad joke. Oh, okay.
I missed it. All right. And so I go, yeah. He goes, I am the biggest fan of Joe Rogan. Mm. I said, oh, he's really nice guy. I said, mm-hmm. very gracious. I said, yeah. I said, yeah. And he's like, oh my gosh, your husband has been on his show for... on five times. I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm like, you know, what's the big deal?
No big deal. Give me a nice car.
So I go, so he's ready to take me out to the car. And I go, hey, I'm just going to go to the ladies room first and I'll come back. And I come back. He goes, I looked up your husband. He goes, I look, I'm going to watch all the shows. He goes, I'm really fangirling over here right now. It happens to me all the time. That was the title of the newsletter. Like, it's all the time. I get that all the time. And that was unexpected because I had the Joe Rogan
cup. You should have given him the Rogan cup.
You would have killed me.
No, I have two.
Oh, well, now you said that. Well, next time when I go see
him. If he's such a huge fan, you know, it's like, hopefully I'll be back on Rogan again soon. I'll just grab another one.
Yeah, he was so.
If he still has them,
It was so funny because he was so like. I've never seen a young kid fangirl so much.
No,
so,
the Joe's fans are pretty hardcore. Yeah, they love him. They do. Yeah. And he's just blanketing the airwaves. He has an episode every single day now.
Oh my gosh.
I know. How does anyone keep up? Mm. It's like, I'm like, there's three I want to watch or listen to it. I'm like,
it's 15 hours of podcasting a week.
It's unbelievable.
On top of the 15 hours that you do a week.
Yeah, well, there's that.
But yeah, so then, so Annette and I went on... yesterday, actually, to go get my car.
Yes.
And so I go, and they're like, we couldn't find anything wrong. And this is what she said. She goes, it was probably just a glitch.
Oh.
I go, my husband's going to love that. Yeah. So they just reset the system, and I drove the car home. They had it for 4 days for nothing.
Oh, man. You know, this is...
it was a glitch.
Here we go.
Blame it on the glitch.
But here is the big news.
Yes.
I got big news. What?
That wasn't big enough.
I got big news.
Oh, I know what your big news is.
Is there any celebratory jingle?
Well, of course. Yes, news. Of course. Hold on a second. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, hit us with your big news.
I ordered my rims.
I know.
I ordered my rims.
Yeah, if you know, I think we have a term for that in the church. It's hell froze over, I think is what we say.
I know.
Yes, you did.
I ordered my
you
rims.
Checked, you double checked. You made sure the little emblem would come off, would look the right way. You talked to everybody and then you didn't just order it. No, you called the company.
I did.
I love how you
do
that.
Well, I called them because I'm like, I need to make sure these will fit my car.
Yeah.
And so, and then she said, you know, they're sold out. And I said, I said, oh, I don't care. I go, how long will it take?
You can wait for them.
She said, oh, it'll take about a month. And I'm like, I waited this long. What's another month? And I did not. And I said that, did I say this to Annette? I said it to somebody. I said, I had a second pair that I was looking at and I was kind of
Really? You were going into
and
the, into,
I almost into, did what I did with buying that car where I was like, oh, they're fine.
They're fine.
And I'm like, no, I'm
get
getting the ones
you want. Yes.
Yeah. So she was very helpful.
So this has been a year and a half. How long have you had your car? 2 years?
Almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years.
And those rims on the car are the ugliest. Even Annette said, she's like, they're ugly. Well, she didn't exactly say that.
I just love that I'm married to a girl who loves rims and who's so into rims,
and
man.
I really
just
think,
like, rim girl.
I'd like to think that I was an influence on Annette because they just got a new vehicle and she was like, I love my rims.
I'm
like,
love my rims. Yes.
I don't know. She doesn't like my rims either. She didn't say they were ugly, but they are ugly. They're mom rims. They look like they should be on a Toyota.
They're
Nothing
Mims.
Wrong with a Toyota.
Mims.
Like a Toyota Tercel. They're Mims.
Well,
Mims.
When I met you.
It's a good title.
When I met you, you had Fat Girl Venza.
I have Fat Girl Venza. Yes. Yeah. And you said to me, you go, I'm kind of glad you're driving this ugly car so nobody would be looking at you. Do you remember
I didn't
saying?
Say ugly. I said mom car.
Oh, you said mom car. So nobody would be, will be looking at you.
Is your other car an Astro van was my question. It's like...
No, yeah. it was a, what's the Toyota van called? I don't know.
I think,
not a Quest. No, Astro van.
Astro van's a real thing.
Yes, I know. I never, for the record,
never had a van.
Never drove a van. Yeah. No.
Never had a van.
What are you looking at? Why are you...
I was just looking over there, looking at everything, make sure everything's in check.
Yeah.
So I have some good news.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I won 2 matches from Willie at chess today. I was prancing around Java Ranch. The kids behind the bar were happy for me. They're like, wow.
Did they give you a free muffin or something?
No, they gave me nothing free. No. Uh-huh. Although Willie did buy me Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, no. He bought them for you or he gave them to you?
He bought them and they gave them to me.
Oh.
Yeah, he said,
I noticed the package was open. So were you chomping on some on the way home?
I think he was chomping on them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said, no, these are for you.
But he opened up the package and helped himself?
I don't know. It's Willie, man. You know,
yeah.
I mean, the funniest thing, when I had him like early on in the second game, he already saw that I had my strategy and he literally is going like this. Ah, ah. I said, dude, people will think I'm hurting you. Stop that. You're like, ah, I said, Willie, stop it. It's okay. It's okay, everybody. He's all right. Everybody's cracking up.
Everybody knows
people are literally coming over to our table and saying to me, if only I could put a caption above your head right now, it would say, yeah, loser. No. And people,
somebody said that to you?
Yes. And then these other people stopped and said, you should let him win from time to time. Like people are totally invested in our game.
Saying that Willie should let you win from time to time?
People just stopping at the table, just getting involved in our tournament because, you know, he's vocal. I'm also like, yeah. They say, suck it, Willie. Yeah. It's the most aggressive, verbally aggressive chess game you've ever seen. I'm very proud of us. We're really getting.
Well, you're
into
like
it.
A town favorite now that you go every week. And like, and I mentioned this before on a past show. When he sees you at church, he just lights up.
Yeah, he does light up.
He lights up. It's just yeah.
And you know, and I'm getting him to talk about other stuff, you know, other things, just what is life in general. And
did he ask the girl out? He was going to ask a girl.
They went to a class at church.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And you know, it's I just want to, you know, like get him, you know, talkative because he's quick to give up on something. He'll be like, I don't know. I say, yeah, you do.
Oh,
yeah, you do.
That's good.
I got patience.
Yeah.
So I'll sit here and wait until you got it, and then he'll do it. It just you know, his brain freezes or whatever. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But anyway, good guy. Good guy.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, good news today, too.
I'm glad I stomped him.
I was a little worried about you. I'm like, oh, man, this guy is never winning.
I stomped him. He was like, like, don't, no, you weren't drinking any coffee. He was drinking apple juice and habanero, whatever. I said, maybe that's what the problem is.
Juice with habanero.
Yeah, he mixes that himself.
Ew.
Yeah, he's into that kind of stuff.
He likes the spicy.
Yeah,
habanero spicy.
He also drinks celery juice and all this stuff, but he doesn't mind the blueberry nut muffin.
Oh.
No problem there.
Oh,
I just like to ask everybody, pray for our Texas Panhandle. Texas Slim
half
is up there.
Half a million acres have already burned.
Texas Slim is up there in the Amarillo area. He almost had to evacuate his mom.
Oh my gosh.
From I think she's at a home. And, you know, there's ranchers who have hundreds of cattle that need a new home because everything's just, you know, is burned down. There's no grass for them to eat.
Oh, can't even.
So prayers for everybody up there in the Panhandle and especially for our ranchers who we desperately need. And there's a lot going on up there. There's a lot of ranches.
Yeah,
so this is really, it's really devastating.
Yeah.
Slim thinks it's probably one of the worst fires that it's happened before. Not the first time, but he says this might be one of the worst.
It's scary. I mean,
scary.
We should probably have go bags, you know, like it could happen here.
I have a
easily.
Go bag.
We do? You do?
I do.
Where is it?
My ham radio go bag. It's in
No, but I think you need other things in your go bag besides a radio.
I actually have an entire list for a go bag. You know what's included?
Huh?
Self-clotting gauze.
Oh, we have that?
We have that. No, I have a whole list.
So, oh.
Because we were talking.
We should do
that. We were
that.
Talking about that. Yeah,
yeah.
Of course we should have that.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy we don't.
We should get that done.
It's a very long list, but, you know, you need a couple of tools, like, you know, multi-thing, knife, toothbrush.
Yeah.
I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
But
we had a hurricane box when
I
was in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had toilet paper in it, candles, batteries.
Do you want to be in charge of that?
I want you to do that.
Okay.
Oh, you only do 4 podcasts a week.
And I have a lot more planned.
We could do it together. We'll do it together.
Okay. I do seriously have one of those little army bags is a ham radio go bag.
Okay.
Because, you know, that's the one thing you'll need to be able to communicate when the Chinese light up the EMP.
Yeah.
Tina's going like, yeah.
Whatever the EMP is.
That's right before JFK Jr. comes back to be vice president. Just saying.
I know that's it. So I did something kind of fun. Last week.
Okay. Only one thing.
I actually have a few fun things. Last week, I babysat a three-year-old.
Yes.
Now, I haven't watched a three-year-old since my daughter was 3 years old. So that's been quite a while. And Karen, your ex-campaign manager, or your retired campaign manager.
Well, we still have stuff to do.
You're event planning manager now.
We still have stuff to do. We have work to do. Yes.
So she...
they have the twins. They have the three-year-old twins.
Yeah. And her son was home from school because he was on the tail end of a virus. And she had a phone call that she had to participate in for an hour. So she asked me to come over and watch him. And it was actually quite delightful. I mean, he was really easy. The thing, and I had mentioned this to them because we had them over for dinner last Saturday, about how watching his little mind and his imagination.
Isn't that great? Oh,
he wasn't in front of a screen at all. No screen.
Does he have them? No.
I don't know.
No, he has
dinosaurs
and he has castles and he has airplanes.
And just, no, it's not dinosaurs.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
Dragons.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Dragons.
I'm sorry.
I was corrected.
The faux pas.
I was corrected by a three-year-old.
Oh, the mistake.
By a three-and-a-half-year-old.
Hey, at least he wasn't correcting you on pronouns, okay? This is good news.
Oh, this is true.
Right?
So that was, I mean, it was only an hour, but it was great. I just loved seeing his imagination, like the wonderment of his imagination. Like, we lose sight of that.
Now, of course, we know his parents, so I'm sure that they are not letting them anywhere near screens.
He's smart, too.
And this is so important, and this is a lot of what Pastor Jimmy is talking about in church with the mind wars.
Yes.
How we let things in, you know, be the gatekeeper of your own mind. How
yes.
we let things in. And when you let your children, man, when that stuff comes into their minds, how many times are we in a restaurant and we look over and like,
But the kids are glued. We saw that when we went to Backwoods Barbecue.
Yeah.
Where the kid was actually so fixated the fork was suspended in the air while they're just watching this screen.
Mm-mm.
It was,
is bad. This is very bad.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
So I love that they just have stuff, imagination and stuff.
Yeah.
And I bet he loved hanging out with you. You're fun.
Well, I entertained him. No, I kept him entertained.
No, I'll bet you're fun.
We didn't mess up her house too bad.
I love playing around with you for an hour. You know, showing my dragons.
Brother.
My airplanes.
But so, we had...
Hey, it's funny. Tina doesn't like my airplane. She always complains about my airplane. She likes your airplane.
He didn't have any airplanes. He had castles.
I thought he had an airplane.
I don't remember an airplane.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He had one when I was there.
He had a bus. There was a bus. Yeah. We were pulling out all the toys. And we found the castle. And then he showed me Bella's baby doll.
I'm telling you, if I didn't have to work, I would have gladly done it.
Yeah, you would have had fun.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to show them how to shoot.
Oh, I'm sure they really appreciate that.
Oh, no, so I told the status. I can't wait. You know, I got to teach them how to ski first.
Yeah. Well,
that was good.
We had them over, David and Karen, over for dinner last Saturday. And
my goodness, we laughed.
Pastor Jimmy's got a little competition because Phoebe was loving on Karen. Karen so much, she was like, she even sent me a text next day. I really love Phoebe. She's a different dog.
She really is.
Yeah.
She's now lying under the table when we have guests, which she's never done that before.
I know.
It's not for food or anything. She's just laying there. She's like, I think because, you know, we have to usually drag her away from the chairs because she likes to lay down on that rug.
Yeah.
And you can't get her to stand up when we want to, you know, sit at the table. So we're just like, hey, hold on. I'll just drag you away.
Yeah, she's like, just grab her legs and just pull her away.
And now she's like, she gets under the table and she lies down. And she is a different dog. I mean, she still goes bananas for trucks, but.
Loses her mind.
She does a little bit.
She loses her mind. But so she was loving on Karen. Pastor Jimmy's got a little competition.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know. It was good. So what else you got going on? What have you been doing lately? When are you going to start working out?
Now that my wrist injury is over, I guess I can. Yeah.
I could see you're super excited.
No, not really. But I do need to do it. I mean, first of all, if we can just recognize, you know, everything is great. I mean, I know we talked about it, but, you know, the wire's gone. I did all the faucets.
I wanted to congratulate you on that.
Congratulate or compliment. Which one is it? Do you choose?
You restored our property value by getting rid of the janky wire that was coming out of your window.
You don't even know where the janky wire went, do you?
I saw you. You were in your box of wires. Yeah. And you were outside and I saw you at the fence and you waved at me like, hey. I'm like, what are you doing? And then you came in, you were like, oh, my hip hurts. My hip hurts. Did you do something outside while you were laying your wire?
Hey, I was doing a lot of work on the faucet. So I had to go take all the faucet covers off, had to reinstall all of the irrigation timers. Yeah, come on. There was a little bit of work. It was homesteading.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was a man about the range.
Yeah.
Doing my thing. Uh-huh. And then I spent a lot of time hanging up the wire in a new place, which you haven't even seen yet. You don't even know where it is.
It's invisible. Is it in the air?
It's invisible. You have not seen it.
I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to see where it is.
Oh, I mean, you follow the wire, you'll see it soon enough. Yeah. And actually, it works better than it did tied to the flagpole.
Is it coming out of this window again? Still?
Well, the cable is coming out, but it's all you haven't even seen it. I mean, if you go look for it, yeah, you'll see it because
I saw you like laying something on the ground.
That's the cable to the wire.
Okay.
This is for my ham radio for those who are new to the program.
You got to make sure that the lawn guy doesn't run over it.
No, when the lawn guy comes, I do need to disconnect it because it might chop his head off.
Like, well, you need to tell people because if you can,
no, that's the only person. No, it's a
but we have people working here occasionally.
No, it's only if someone's on the lawnmower outside.
Oh, so not
then I will disconnect it. No, there's no other. You'll see it. You haven't even seen it.
Oh, okay.
It's invisible. It's invisible, so beautiful. Wire. It's the invisible ham radio antenna.
Did you test it out?
Are you kidding me? I've been doing QSOs all week.
No, you.
Yes, I have. It's all digital, babe.
What's QSOs?
That's a conversation, but that's when you have contact with somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's all digital. It's just text and then people send a message.
You're such a nerd, man.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of smart, you know, Rob, the constitutional lawyer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have contact with him on the ham radio.
Oh, you do?
On the digital stuff. Yeah.
We're going to need it when China like invades our communication system.
Yes, yes.
Everybody's going to be here then.
Highly intelligent men use this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not on 80 meters going like, hi, boys, yeah, Trump doing real good. And there's a lot of that, too. But that's not what I'm doing.
Okay.
No, this is sophisticated.
Well, thank you for restoring our property value. I appreciate it.
And for restoring all of the water irrogation systems. I'm very pleased with myself.
Thank you for doing
that. I did hurt my hip.
I know, you did.
I don't know what was going on.
Hooking up the sprinklers, you did.
It's like, I think I pinched a nerve or something, because all of a sudden my leg would just give out.
Welcome to health woes. Annette and I were talking about that yesterday when we were driving, and I'm like, oh, I'm so sick of talking about this. She goes, me too. She goes, we're those people now. She goes, we're those old people that talk about everything that hurts on our body. I go, we're them.
And we talk about at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Exactly.
At the salad bar.
Exactly.
Oh, well, let me tell you about about my hip.
My back hurts. My knee hurts. My head hurts.
I told you earlier, though, Richard Lewis dying today impacted me.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, first of all, I met him a couple times. Really early on, he would come to MTV. Comedians back in the day would do shifts and they'd do stuff. And so, you know, met most of the, in fact, I think Rosie O'Donnell probably really got her start on VH1 after she actually auditioned by interviewing me.
Oh.
And she was very funny because she just made fun of me. Like, Adam Curry, nice to meet you. Do you have Mattel stamped on your hiney? You're like a Ken Barbie doll.
Oh.
Funnier the way she said.
Uh-huh.
So I'd met him a couple of times and, you know, and the way he came across, he was really that way, but 76.
That's young.
And.
But he did not look healthy. He was probably not a carnivore.
Well, he had Parkinson's.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
But I was, on one hand, sad. On the other hand, I was like, I'm glad I'm working for God.
Oh, I know you said that.
I'm so happy that I see past all that.
Yeah.
And so it was comforting at the same time as it was Wow, I hope he had Jesus in his life.
Yeah.
He may not have, but
I think he was Jewish, wasn't he, Jewish?
Yeah, well, who knows? You never know.
Yeah.
What someone comes to at the end.
Yeah.
But it was just so it was on one hand bitter because he's passed away at a very young age, I feel. On the other hand, I'm like, I'm glad that I know why I'm still doing this stuff. I mm-hmm. know why I'm still working. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm working until, hey, I'm just going to fall down and be dead.
Yeah.
You know, it's like yeah. I'm working towards, you know, I'm doing good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to say that was kind of an odd thing that came across my path today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did want to read an email I got. I think we both got this one. So, you know, I'm setting up the interview with Sean.
Oh, yes. From Evidence Demands
a Verdict.
And I thought it was Josh McDowell. Is Josh the dad?
This is dad. I think okay. Sean is son.
Okay. So, okay.
And I had kind of, I think, forgotten about this, but I got a note from Sarah Durst.
Oh, yes. I did too.
And I want to read this a little bit here. Adam and Tina just listened to Currying the Keeper.
You going to give background or does it background in the email?
It's in the email.
Okay.
And heard about Adam's interview with Sean McDowell. That is so cool, all caps. I had no idea he had a podcast, so I'll definitely listen to that. I have said it before, but I want to again say how in awe of God I am. I will never forget the moment, the very day, 2 years ago when I felt directed by God to share that book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict, with you. And the story of how God radically changed my own life. God gets all the glory. To see how far you both have come, following him is such a blessing. Watching you both allow God to move, mold, and shape you is such a joy. You are living proof of a wonderful, matchless Heavenly Father and the glorious things that can happen as soul clings to Jesus.
Oh.
And then she actually says something very nice. She says, he's heard the shift in me over the past few years of mm-hmm. no agenda. God is using me mightily. Keep it on. And then Tina, your care and encouragement when I've shared some of my family's prayer needs and my own health woes has touched my heart. Your light shines so bright. And I just wanted to thank her again.
I know.
Because it was Sarah indeed who sent us the book.
It most definitely was.
How phenomenal is that?
It most definitely was. That's really at the beginning, which was about 2 years ago.
So when I go on the podcast, which I think isn't until April.
Okay.
Then I will definitely name check Sarah and tell the story. Of course, I'll tell the story.
And I remember when you mentioned it to Pastor Jimmy. This was probably a year ago, and you asked him if he read the book, and he said, "No, I didn't need to read it." Or I'll never forget that. No, I didn't need to read it.
He doesn't need to read it. No,
and I was
that's true.
I was in awe of that. I was like, wow, that's so
like,
cool.
Like Einstein saying, no, I don't need to read the Theory of Relativity book. I'm okay. I'm
yeah,
good.
Yeah. I remember that distinctly. I was like, wow, that's really cool.
By the way, the Living Up in a Down World podcast is really on fire. I really like their
Annette
episode.
That was amazing today, too. Yep. Talking about trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And about how God desires us. It was really good.
It's a good episode.
Yeah, it was good.
They
did it early in the morning. They were pretty energetic. I think she was on her second cup of Black Rifle. Although I think she drinks decaf.
But what I like is because, you know, I told Pastor Jimmy, I said, I'm praying for you guys. I think on Monday I said, praying for, you know, for your recording on Tuesday and praying that you get that YouTube thing started, man. Something like that. And they did it. They recorded it, you told me, right? So okay, I can't wait until that comes out.
Yeah,
so,
and it was actually Annette's testimony about how she started Carnivore because Pastor Jimmy had done his testimony. So let's talk about how she came about.
Did you see his thing on Israeli
I have
ministry?
Not watched the whole thing yet.
Oh, it is so good. Is it? There's stuff in there I didn't know yet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Israeli...
Media Ministries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Israeli. Yeah. I'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah.
It's about 10 and a half minutes. Very, very good.
Okay. Good.
His story is, I knew some of it, or I'd say 80%. Some of it is like,
shared a lot in church.
Yes.
He shares, you know.
But the van kidnapping, I didn't know.
What?
I'll just leave that one there. The van kidnapping.
Oh, we should put a link in the show notes.
I will. I will. Yeah. It's very good. It's a very good story.
Yeah. No, their podcast is.
Yes.
I'm glad they're back to weekly too.
That's what I'm saying.
The complaints have stopped.
It's like, you know, we're central for all this stuff. Like my buddy in Holland, Robert Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
So I know him. He'll take like a week off and just will just not do anything for a week. I got people emailing me from Holland, Twitter, like, is he okay? Because I've been on a show a couple times. Is he okay? What's going on? Can you check on him? I say, he's okay. And so I finally called him and said, would you please let people know that you're okay? I'm tired of being your messenger service here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of, we're podcast central.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, do you want me to give you a health update?
Well, I know how it's going. Maybe maybe Vineyard Nation would like to know how it's going.
Vineyard Nation!
Hello, Vineyard Nation. Here's a Tina update, health update that you will enjoy.
Well, things are on the move in the positive direction.
I will say.
So I'm able to eat whole eggs now, and I even had a little bit of avocado tonight.
Wow.
I know.
I can't help myself. I know it's getting old, but I need to blow that horn for you.
No, so I mean, things are I'm still not 100% because my body temperature.
We started off by how well you've been sleeping, and last night was just phenomenal. And I think when we're done with the recording, we go straight to bed.
Okay.
9:30. I like being in bed at 9:30. It's fine by me.
No, I mean, I'm just steady as, you know, I'm staying steady on the course. Mm-hmm. Apparently your cortisol and your thyroid regulate everything in your body. And if those two are off, then you've got issues. And so she seems to think it's cortisol, which is a stress hormone. So we're working on fixing that. But no, my sleep is better. I know I've lost more weight. I have not stepped on the scale.
You know,
I don't want to because I don't want to be
disappointed. I'm not allowed to say anything because at dinner I said, yeah. You know, I was holding on to you and it felt really like, you mean I was.
No, finish what you said. I was holding on to you.
I was holding on to you and I couldn't figure out where you were.
Yeah, yeah. I said, where is she? I go, oh, are you saying I was plump?
See, and this was my mistake. I should never have even stepped into it. So I'm just, whenever you say something about your weight, I'm just saying, I love you.
I'm saying nothing.
No,
I know that I've dropped more weight, but I just dislike the scale so much. I do not want to step on it.
And I got on it the other day.
I know you were subtracting. You got on it at the end of the night after you had eaten copious amounts of food. And
I was 204.
And then you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna subtract all of
these. But you got on with your robe and you're like, my robe is about about a pound. And then you go, I'm gonna take 3 pounds off for the robe.
Look, I'm 6'5". I'm sure 200 pounds is fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. You're fine. But I love when I said to Annette, I go, I had mentioned them. Oh, I was talking to Pastor Brian at the church yesterday and we were talking about the program and how, you know, I have to eat all this butter and I'm going to gag if I keep eating butter.
Pastor Brian, who is the new executive pastor.
Yes.
He has lost how many pounds on carnival?
65 pounds since the summer. 65.
See, I'm afraid to tell him how good he looks because you know what he's going to say. Are you saying I was fat?
Oh,
that's what's going to happen.
65 pounds is pretty huge. He's got 15 more pounds to go, he said. Wow. He looks great.
I mean, everybody's winning. You, Pastor Brian, Phoebe, everybody's winning.
And you're gaining.
Yeah, I'm winning. It's winning. Come on. I was anorexic almost.
You're
manorexic.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? Oh, no. So I love... Because when I was standing there and I told him that I had lost 9 pounds, I said it was probably all water. And I love Annette. She goes, it was not all water. It was not. She's like, she's sticking up for me. Like, it was more than just water, Tina. I love that. I'm like, to lose 9 pounds in 3 weeks is a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, it was.
I was puffy. I told you I was bloated. I was, what did I call myself? Squishy. I was squishy.
Squishy.
Yes.
Squishy. That's one
but
way
no,
of
things are on the.
I
love everybody sending me information. It really helps me a lot because it helps
everyone's
me go down.
Everyone's all in on
go
it,
go down
babe.
The
Everyone
rabbit hole.
Wants to help you.
And
yeah.
I want to educate people. Like I was talking with another friend and she's kind of going through the same thing that I went through. Like she can't get fat adapted. So when you go on ketosis, you get fat adapted, which means you're using fat as energy. And that's what happened to Pastor Jimmy and Annette. They had so much energy because they were fat adapted. Mm-hmm. I never got to that point. And this friend of mine is dealing with the same thing.
You just
now.
Took it all out on me.
I did. I was miserable. So today I was talking to Dr. Bright and she goes, yeah, no cheese, no dairy. I go, what? She goes, it is very inflammatory. We need to get the inflammation even more down.
Down even more.
She said, no, dear. I go, oh my gosh. I go, oh. She goes, well, I'll send you an article. So you can. And I said, no. I said, no amount of cheese is worth sending me back to the hell that I lived in. And that's really how I view that.
So well, I know.
She just laughed at me. So, yeah.
Especially the not sleeping put you in a very, very dark place sometimes.
So I appreciate everybody's prayers. Keep praying because I'm on the right path and I'm a wealth of information now.
Well, as you have said many times, you know, you're going through this and you feel that God is putting some of this on your heart to help other people.
And here's the biggest thing, though. About all of this, the by far the biggest thing, it is has strengthened my faith and my trust in God because it's all in God's hands. And I truly believe these trials, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, the trials are to solidify our faith, you know, and God is more concerned with our sanctification than our comfort. So
there it is.
That's it's all in his hands.
Quick note from Jay in Ventura.
Who's that?
One of our producers.
Cork Soakers.
He's a Cork Soaker, yes, of Vineyard Nation. He says, one of the founding fathers has responded to last week's episode of Curry and the Keeper. Benjamin Franklin said, fish and visitors smell after 3 days.
Yes, I saw that.
Thank you, Jay.
Oh, you know what, too? And did we read? Okay. Because Brandy sent us a note because remember she did her donation.
I have her
didn't
note.
Send the note, so we'll have to read her.
I have
note.
Her note okay. for the donation okay, segment. Excellent. Yes, I do because she becomes a Salmon Yay on this episode. Yes, finally a new Salmon Yay.
Yes,
happy about that.
I know, I know. So what else you got on your your mind?
One other thing, which is, I mean, you know, it's not like a big health update like you have, but I've been invited to speak at the National Religious Broadcasters Association.
Oh,
I slurred that, but it's National Religious. The National Religious Broadcast. That's big.
Wow. When is this? Were you saving this for the show?
Yes. It'll be next year.
Okay. Where?
In Nashville.
And can the four of us go?
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, of course.
Of course
right?
I do. Yes. So this is, comes off of the podcast conference that we did, Misty's conference.
Oh.
And because, you know, there were not just podcasters there, but also religious, like Focus on the Family. They're radio guys, really, and you know, podcasts as well. And
so is this a bigger conference?
Well, it's big.
Yeah.
This is like a big, big conference. And so they wanted to speak.
How big is big?
It's like, you know, thousands and thousands. It's big. Yeah. And so they're all very excited about podcasting 2.0 and value for value.
Oh, excellent.
Because they're all kind of dealing with, you know, they all need to move towards digital, all the radio guys, and they're dealing with attribution of funds and stations and how they call it. They don't even call it value for value. They're like, this is real time funding. So they've come up with their own name for it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of exciting.
Yes.
And they're like, well, would you be willing? He said, you know, I really don't do this stuff at all because I really despise conferences, but for the God guys, I'll show up for God. I'm good with that.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm
so
kind of
2025?
Excited. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, yeah, this must be, yeah, like end of January or February 2025.
Okay.
So I just thought that was kind of cool.
Excellent. Nice. You're getting around there.
I'm trying.
You are.
We got a lot of travel coming up. You have a lot of travel coming up.
I do. I'm going to Florida in a couple weeks to see Teresa.
Is it already a couple of weeks?
We're going to Austin next weekend.
Right, with our friends. We're going to stay overnight in Austin.
The following weekend, I'm in Florida. And then,
is it that fast already?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And then in April,
hey,
I'm
Pastor
in New York.
Pastor Jimmy, I hear bro date coming up 2 weeks. All right, bud.
And then I'm going to New York to see Elise.
Right after that?
In April.
Holy crap. Okay, then, and what are you doing in, May we have K-Love.
May we have K-Love.
Yeah, and we're going to see Sir Patrick Coble, I think, when we're out there.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to see him.
All right.
It's hometown.
Yes.
And that'll be fun because it'll be actual weekend off for me. I'm going to take the Sunday off.
Yes.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
That'll be, you know, scouting out what bands I'm going to bring out to Fredericksburg.
Yes.
Eventually. One day, I hope.
Exactly.
And then, don't we have something else in May? Oh, don't we have Vic's birthday?
Oh, yeah. Dallas, we have that as well. Too. April 5th, we're going to Dallas. I know. It's crazy.
There's a lot of stuff to do. And then I have promised my daughter I got to go see her.
I know.
And so I have to go for...
We're starting to get the clues for your brother-in-law's big birthday bash in December.
Did you see... So my sister...
she's in Egypt.
Yeah. So she has a pretty cool job. And, you know, she also got her psychology degree on the side, her master's.
She's super smart.
At, what is she now, 57, I think?
I think 58? She said 55. Did she say 55?
No, she's 4 years younger than me.
55.
So she's 55. Okay. Yes. Make me feel bad.
Hello.
And so she's organizing this something for
secret
for
birthday.
Her husband's 60th birthday, which will be on
she's
December
sending us
21st.
Clues.
And, you know, so we're going for this. We're going for whatever, because it'll be good, because she sent a very secretive invite and it's all, you know, like kind of gangsterish. I'm not quite sure. It's like an escape room type idea.
I don't know.
Who knows what it is, but it's going to be something special.
So
I know.
We're going to spend Christmas in Italy.
But then she sends this video and she's on her way to India for work. And for her birthday, she and her husband went to Cairo. Did you see that video?
Of the town?
Of the suite that they're in.
Oh,
and
no,
then
I didn't
see the
suite.
And then she opens the door.
No,
and then it's just mayhem outside. Like, beep, 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 beep. And she's like, she's saying to my sister, Tiffany, you would hate this place. It's overload
well,
of sound.
What she did on Instagram, she did a video outside their window.
That part, yeah.
I'm like, bam, bam, no. Bam, bam, no. Bam, bam, bam,
bam. Yeah,
it's not even pretty.
No. Oh, well, she did it at night. It was kind of cool.
Oh, was it?
And they're in like the King Farouk suite or whatever, which is interesting to see.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm so proud of my baby sister. She's so cool. Yeah, she is.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited about that. So, yeah, that's in December.
Oh, man. And then what else? So we're not really going on a sitting on our butts vacation this year, are we?
Well, we can. We can plan something. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can plan something. Maybe
gonna,
for your birthday.
It's going to get hot this
maybe
year.
Maybe for your birthday.
September.
Mm-hmm.
Although Willie says it's going to freeze in April.
Oh, okay.
I said, Willie, how do you know this? He says, up above the man. All right, Willie. I'm not going to argue.
And he talks just like that.
I do a pretty good impression.
You do.
He actually had listened to Noah Jenny. He said, I like the impression you did of the Dutch guy.
Aww, that's
William's
nice.
A cool dude, man.
Yeah, he is.
Cracks me up.
He
cracks me up.
Well, I want to get into my God shot because it's.
I am ready for your God shot.
Go.
All right, let's hit everybody. Woo!
It's time for Tina's God shot.
I can't wait. Everybody. Coast to coast, nation to nation, everyone waits for Tina's God shot.
Okay.
Here we go.
I misfire all the time. I do.
We all do.
Babe. I do.
We
I
all
mean,
misfire.
I just do. So speaking of traveling, I got an invitation to a baby shower from one of my really good friends. Her daughter was having a baby. And the baby shower is in Colorado. And I was really thinking about going. I really wanted to go. Like my thought is, I want to see my daughters. I'm going to go. I'm going to go see my mom this summer. I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't seen my friend for 5 years since our wedding. And, I thought, oh, I'm going to go, but I didn't want it to take away from her as being, you know, the mother of the daughter who's going to have the baby. And so I texted her and, I was like, you know, I'm thinking about going. I don't need you to hold my hand or anything, but I would, you know, like to go. And she came back with a response that was not what I expected. It wasn't, oh my gosh, I would love to see you. It'd be so great. I haven't seen you in 5 years. You know, it's a little crazy for me right now. Might not be, you know, I might not be able to spend much time with you. I didn't get that at all. I got, well, I'm going to be moving and I'm basically not available. That's kind of how I took it. And I was kind of hurt by that. I was kind of hurt because I thought I was going to get a response that was a little bit more endearing. Mm. And so, of course, I fell right into my fleshly behaviors, and I said, okay, fine, I won't come. Good luck with the shower.
Did you say that? Good
luck. I did.
You know what I said, because you were telling me this in real time, I said, there's no context in text. I'm always a little careful with text messages.
And you don't know the inflection.
Right.
But I fell into my fleshly behaviors, of which we all do all the time. And then she texted me back and she said, please don't be angry with me. My life is kind of a mess right now. And I said, I'm not angry. I said, I'm selfishly disappointed, but I'm not angry. And I'm glad you're making the move. So the next morning, it was kind of weighing on me. My feelings were a little hurt. But at the same time, I didn't like how I responded. So of course, you know, I go to my, every morning,
went to the word, right?
And I'm like, you know
and
what,
you
God?
Open it up.
I'm like, God, you need to, what, I recognize that I misfired.
Yep.
What do you need me to hear?
And
you
just open your Bible and it fell to an awesome
page. Oh yeah,
of
course. That's how it always works that way.
It's fantastic. Yes.
It always works that way. So I went to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Mm. And so it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I got it. I got it. Mm-hmm. And then in verse 14, it says, above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And that was just a reminder to me. And, you know, I like when things like that happen, because I like when I have missteps, because it makes me fall even harder into my faith and into God's word. Like, okay, wow. I got it. So we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes and have misfires. And I love that he just pointed me right to that.
And did you talk to your friend about this at all?
No, I talked to Brandy and Annette. No, she's busy. She will. And I will talk to her about it, you know? But I mean, these are the lessons that I think, you know, the trials that are presented that really sanctify us. So I loved having that happen. And I love when I open the Bible, I'm like, okay, lead me to where you want me to go.
Do you just go pop, like throwing a dart at a map is where I'm going to go?
No, I mean, it's very thoughtful where I sit down and I'm just led to open the book where I open it.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's like, just
it's
open
not
it
like,
up.
You know, a roulette, Bible roulette.
Oh, I like this show title, Bible roulette. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm being guided. I'm being guided by the Holy Spirit to like reinforce that.
As we were going, can I just shift gears for a second?
Sure.
As we were talking about all our travel and everything, don't we have a little thing called renewing of vows coming
up? Yes, May 19th.
I know the date.
Well, we got, you know what? Let's talk about it with Pastor Jimmy and Annette on Saturday.
Is this arranged around, when's K-Love? Isn't that?
Week before. Oof. A week after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure we didn't, because I hadn't heard anything. And I just wonder if you still love me, if it's still on.
Yeah, it's still on. I'm going to be there. I got the dress. I got the cake and the flowers.
You got
and
a
the
dress?
Invitation.
What? What?
We need to talk to Pastor Jimmy and Annette on Saturday when we see them. We'll solidify that so I can get that out.
Yes.
But yeah, it's going to be super, super simple. Like, we'll do it at the church.
That's what I like.
Yeah, maybe we'll just do cake. I have a cake and that's it.
Yeah. Throw on a couple worship songs.
No, we don't even need to do that. So
don't you want a song?
You gonna sing?
No.
Okay. But yeah, we gotta do that. It's coming up fast.
I know that this is why it's very fast.
I have to send you some gift ideas too.
What?
Yeah.
But I was going to get you rims. Oh, well.
I already got them. Oh, when I ordered the rims, I was talking to the woman. She goes, make sure you only put one as the quantity. Oh, so because if you put four, you're going to get 16 rims. I'm like, oh.
And so they're literally showing up here, these rims.
Yeah.
They're showing
and
up
I'm
in the
And I'm going to throw them in my car and I'm going to take them to Tire Discount.
I love that.
Yeah. I'm going to ask them to put them on. Yeah. I'm sure they can do that, right? They
can
do that because they order rims.
That's what they do. Shall we thank a few people?
Yes, let's do that.
Because the Cork Soakers have been coming in.
Now it's time to hear from the Cork Soakers.
With plenty. That's right. of
we got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Time, talent, and treasure. Yeah. What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
We love receiving value back from everybody in our value for value proposition. Now, reminder that if you support us with Satoshis through, for example, the Fountain app, I'm kind of promoting Fountain this week. I'm trying to promote a different app every week.
Okay.
Boostagram Ball, I promoted Fountain and people responded really well to it. And you know, people, it's the number one app for this show. By the way, we have 11,000 monthly listeners.
Wow.
11,000.
Wow.
That's pretty good,
I'd say.
You know, and so we love it when you send something back to us, a note. Craig didn't do art. He'll still always get credit. He gets forever credit on the art.
Did
the art this week.
It's pretty good, huh?
He's been texting me from Uganda. Yeah, they're having a good time. He's meeting a lot of interesting people.
Is he?
Very interesting people, yes.
Very cool.
So we have a couple of executive producers, associate executive producers here in Vineyard Nation in our Cork Soaker lineup, and we kick it off with a brand new sommelier who will be in the tasting room in a moment, Brandy
yes.
Horn, who completes her sommelier-ness with $50. And she also, did she do a year-long subscription?
She did. She did a Substack.
For the newsletter.
Yes. Yeah. And it was $80 too. So she is definitely sommelier.
And go to curryandthekeeper.com. We have a donation page. It explains how everything works. If you use Satoshis, you get, it's 1.5. Count towards your $500 total for the beautiful Curry and the Keeper glass set, tumblers, sippy cups.
Yeah, and limited edition.
And limited edition coasters, which are quite nice.
Yes.
We use them ourselves around the house and people always enjoy them.
But
anyway,
Brandy has a note.
She
have her note?
Do you want to read it or shall I read it?
Why don't you read it?
Tina and Adam. Wow. I'm in awe of how God works. You went from being my favorite saleswoman at J. Crew, which is where you met, to being one of my most cherished friends. Thank you for helping bring me back to my walk with Christ. Thank you for sharing your testimony and inviting me to church with you. My life changed forever the day I walked through those doors, and I would not be there if it weren't for you and God, of course. I love you, God loves you, and I love witnessing how He is moving in both of your lives. You are both amazing disciples. Thank you for sharing His love with the world. I love you both. Your fellow Jesus freak, Brandy. Yes. I love that.
I'll never forget that first day that she was coming to church and she was delayed because she got pulled over. Yes, because right.
The enemy, man, trying to stop her from
going
to church.
Yes, and that's exactly what she identified. And so when she came in, she was stressed and she just cried.
She wept. Yeah.
She just wept. She and did. I told her, I said, that's how I was like the first 6 months that I was at Bridge Church. I just cried every Sunday. And she knew, just like I knew, she knew. Like,
she
this
was home.
Is my home.
She's home.
I love Brandy. I mean, I met her.
She lightens up the whole church, man. You can tell when she's got a great light, a bright light.
Yeah, she does. She mm-hmm. does. She's just lovely. So I'm so thank you, Brandy. I love you so much.
And we'll be inducting you into the tasting room in a moment. And you'll be receiving a nice little package of Curry and the Keeper sippy cups.
Oh, I'll personally deliver it.
We'll make sure you put that Curry and the Keeper tissue paper in there.
Oh, yeah, it'll be nicely put together.
We also got $50 from Anonymous, who did not want to be known, so therefore anonymous. But I have a note. I'm just a dude that was fat for 25 plus years.
What?
At 51, I was finally able to overhaul my health in large part because of faith stuff. Lost 50 pounds, got off all the fat guy meds. 6 years in, now a second-degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Wow. Congratulations.
I've managed to help some folks locally through testimony and ad hoc advice, and so thinking it might have resonance with a larger group. Maybe he wants to do a podcast one day. He's actually talking about doing some podcasting 2.0 stuff. Then he says some really lovely stuff about me and about podcasting and podcasting 2.0, and he gave us $50. And I really appreciate it. He says, many blessings. He said, Adam, please don't be discouraged by your attackers. This just means that you are that much closer to God's perfect will. Yeah, this is just some people who say weird stuff.
Yes.
It's okay. Yeah, it's that means that we're right over the target and being persecuted actually a huge blessing.
That's right.
Then we have a Striper Boost, $77,777, an associate executive producership for the one and only Pastor Jimmy.
Yay.
Really? He said, another amazing episode. I say that about all of them because every episode is amazing.
He's so sweet.
He says, Adam, like Freddie used to sing, you're my best friend. Loving the God Shots, Tina. Keep them coming. Looking forward to Grape Creek on Saturday. That's woo-hoo! Right. We are going again. KTLD and KYBO. Thank you, brother.
We have such a fun time always hanging out with them.
Yeah. So, you know, we're now he and I are going to sit at one end of the table. You and Annette sit at the other side of the table.
Yeah,
we've already determined that. Like, we need to catch up on a few things.
We used to sit together and hold hands. Not anymore.
I can hold hands with you. Just
across
need
the table?
Need to talk to Jimmy. That's all. Hey, check it out. Who comes in with a nice row of ducks? 22,222 Satoshis. It's our pal, Anamika.
Anamika. Yes. I love Anamika too.
And she says, dear Adam and Tina, here is a pickleball donation.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Anamika.
She says, played today in beautiful sunny Florida with my group of gals. Go for it, Tina. It's a lot of fun.
I am.
Adam, I am with you on the Dutch custom of na tafelen to enjoy a gezellige evening along with uitbuiken.
What?
Okay. So this is what we're talking about. Na tafelen is sitting at the table after dinner and just sitting there. Na tafelen literally translates to after table.
Okay.
So you after table for a gezellig evening. You know, gezellig. It doesn't really translate, but it's like, cozy, fun. Yeah. You know, cozy is the mm-hmm. best one. Along with lots of uitbuiken. This is very Dutch.
Uitbuiken.
So buik is a stomach. Uit is out. Out stomach. We out stomach. The Dutch, man, I'm telling you, the Dutch have, they're very to the point.
Out stomach?
Out stomaching, yes.
You mean like a full belly?
A full belly, yes. Out stomaching. Mm-hmm. Lots of love, Anamika.
Anamika. Thank you
for firmly standing on my side, girl.
That's
appreciate
sweet.
That.
That's
Randall
sweet.
Black came in with $5. It's a monthly. We appreciate
yeah,
that, Randall.
Randall, thank you.
And here's Sir Brian with an I with a mini striper boost, 77.77. Tina, he says, we are not getting tired of hearing about your health journey.
Oh.
One, because we care about you.
Oh, thank you.
Two, bro. Because the information is helping heal others. And three, because if anyone asks me for health advice, I tell them that after eating Taco Bell 3 days in a row, and it's the same cashier working the drive-thru, you need to put on a disguise just like I did today. You can get a fake mustache at Party City for the same price as a beefy five-layer burrito. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
Oh, he keeps texting me about all the every week he's got a new girlfriend that he's going to marry. Every week.
Does he send pictures of said girlfriends?
No, mm-hmm, no. Mm-hmm. And at one point he was talking about how there was a group of women that came in and he,
came in where?
Wherever he works. I don't know where he works and how he was interested in one of them, but one of them was coming back to where he was working, but he wasn't sure which one it was.
Oh, that's a very embarrassing situation. Yeah, was it you? Hi.
Well, now he's got this new, and he tells me about all his escapades. So,
okay,
yeah.
You really need to, Brian, stop texting my wife, man. Stop it.
He just likes saying the most absurd things about himself. But anyway,
if it gets annoying, let me know.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right. We love you, Brian. Sir Brian with an I, everybody.
Yes.
3333 from Gene Everett, who just says, boost.
Oh, thanks,
thank you.
Gene.
SLC 1234. He says, Chris Bethel from South Carolina is a worship minister and does a cover of Lovely Day.
Oh,
how about that? And he says, no mercy always makes me laugh. When I say, instead of mercy me, I say no mercy.
Yes.
He makes him laugh. SLC boosts a lot. He boosts every single show I do. Aww. Every podcast has interesting things to say.
Aww,
I appreciate
nice.
You, brother. 500 sats from Shayna. I don't know if it's a Shayna we know, but Shayna says, you guys are hilarious.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Shayna. And I'm
not even drinking. I used to be really funny
Wait
when I was
drinking. Wait until we get her back on the sauce, everybody.
Yeah.
And Sakai the horse is always there with 3333. Thank you very much, everybody, supporting us here at Curry and the Keeper.
Yes.
Go to curryandthekeeper.com. We explain everything, how you can support us through PayPal or through a modern podcast app, which you really should get because it's the future of podcasting. Your podcast that you like now will never be deplatformed, and you can support them directly from the app. It is well worth it. Now, we need to bring in... to the tasting room,
oh,
we
yes.
need to bring in Brandy as our brand new Sammonier. So, Brandy, thanks to your support of Curry and the Keeper, up to $500, you actually passed it a little bit. You now have the official title of a Sammonier. And for you, we have here in the tasting room Decoy Cabernet, Brie and Berries, Pate and Pecorino, Soppressata, Salami and Stilton, Jambon and Jarlsberg, Mortadella and Manchego, Chorizo and Cheddar, Guanciale and Gouda. We got Heath's Blanc de Blanc, a 24-ounce ribeye. Everyone loves those. Filet mignon smothered in Kerrygold butter. And at your request, we have a Cab Franc. We've got Midnight Moon and Piavi cheese and dark chocolate with sea salt. Can you taste it already?
Yum.
Welcome to Sammonier Hood, Brandy. Remember to keep your cork soaked and your hearts full of love.
Nice. Ding. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, Brandy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, so you keep just adding food?
Yeah, that's how it works.
You do. You don't do that for no agenda, though, do
you? Have you heard the list? I mean, at a certain point, I have to skip around.
I was going to say.
At a certain point, you skip around. Yeah. Yeah. But whatever the way it works is with the most recent Sammonier, we always read their request. And then the other ones, add them.
Well, you read hers at the end.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's brand new.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I was
here.
Like, wow, because I heard Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
Yeah, no, that's they were the last okay. Sammonier. That's how long ago it's been since we had a Sammonier.
Yes.
Keep up, people. Keep up. CreatingTheKeeper.com. Jeez.
You can earn free sats just by downloading the Fountain app.
It really
is. And then donate those free sats back to us. Is that costing you anything?
It's genius, I tell you. It's fantastic. Do we have one?
Yes.
You did one?
Of course.
I love that.
You know what? It's time for the question of the week.
I am so happy I didn't have to come up with it.
Yeah.
Because now I can opt out.
No. You have to participate.
It's always fun when we do it. Here it is.
The question of the week.
All right. Hopefully I can start off with my answer. You never know.
I love this. I love that song. Okay. Question of the week.
Question of the week, everybody.
What's something you're glad you never have to do again?
Oh.
Now, these are good questions, not like, what was your favorite teacher? What was your favorite family vacation?
Sorry.
I'm kidding. Okay.
No, you're not.
No.
Don't play it off as kidding. All right. The first thing that came to mind.
Yes.
When I was in high school, I had to get up at 6:30 to catch the 7 a.m. bus, which took an hour. Ugh. And at 8 a.m., it would drop me off. And I had a bike stashed at a cafe. And I have to get on that bike and ride the bike for 25 minutes to make 8:30 a.m. class. At the end of the day, I had to reverse that cycle and go all the way back. And I did that for 4 years. And that's the first thing that came to mind, how happy I am. I don't have to do that in my life ever again. Especially the one time I showed up and my bike was stolen.
Oh.
And I had to walk to school and I had to figure out. I had to get another bike. And this is all in Holland, by the way. So that's the first thing that
and
came to my mind.
And your parents were okay with you doing that?
That was their idea.
Oh, they stashed the bike at the coffee shop?
And by the way, I had to wake them up at 5 to 7 before I left. They'd be like, huh?
Oh.
I had to wake them up as I left for the bus in the cold, dark Dutch weather
to take
bus number 71. I still remember. So that's one of the few things in my life that I'm very, very happy I don't have to do anymore.
My sister Lisa and I were just talking about how my parents never got up with us either. And we had to walk to school in the rain, in the snow. And it was a mile and a half to walk to the school.
And I just remembered something else. So remember these were the days of the clock radios?
Yes.
Remember the clock radios? And you know, there's a So the numbers would go fluck.
Yes.
Fluck. They'd flip over. Uh-huh. And my dad had it set to BBC radio on the AM, and it'd be like, BBC Radio 1. And it'll be loud, and it'll be full of static. And they'd be still sleeping. How about, now that I think about child abuse, pure child abuse, same, that I think about it.
Same with us.
Where was my mom? That, well, I love my mom, but where's my mom? Like with breakfast, like, here you go, little children. Like it. No.
You know.
I've come a long way.
But I had the same childhood. My parents never got up. Ever with us.
They turned us into fine human beings.
I know. Okay. Something that I'm glad I never have to do again is to dive in deep water and get my food for dinner. So when
Where did you live? In the island? You had to dive for fish, mussels, clams? What were you getting?
I had to dive for clams when I went on my kayaking trip in Baja, California.
Oh,
so I went on this kayaking trip in 1991. Ooh, and I went on there to get to rid myself of my fear of deep water. And one of the things we had to do was we had to put on our like wetsuit and we had to take a deep breath and swim all the way to the bottom of the
river.
It wasn't a river. It was Baja. What is that? It was like a peninsula of water. I don't know what it was. It fed into the ocean, Baja California, and collect clams. And I couldn't do it. I could not get down there. And I'm so glad I never, ever have to do that
again.
Baby,
I will just go to HEB for you.
Go to Martini's down the street and give me clams.
Get some clams there.
Yes. So I'm glad I never have to do that again. I'm not diving for dinner.
You're not a fan of water in general.
No diving for dinner for Tina.
But when we were in Italy on vacation, you got in the water. I was very proud of you.
I did.
And that was deep water. And there was creepy stuff.
There was jellyfish all around
us. Creepy stuff in there. I was very proud of you. Yeah.
I didn't want to be the only one to be on the boat. I mean, granted, I had a noodle with me. I mean, I don't like deep water.
No, I like the noodle. The noodle is fair. I don't like deep water. Noodle is fair game.
I have a fear of drowning.
That's okay.
Anyway,
that's okay.
So no diving for dinner.
Diving for dinner is another.
Not doing that.
We have
a
lot of potential show.
Not
show
doing
titles.
That anymore. Yeah. So this weekend, kind of busy. We're doing dinner with Pastor Brian and Naomi, which we absolutely love.
Fun. Yeah.
We're going to hang with our besties on Saturday.
And I will work again on Sunday, everybody.
And you will work again on Sunday. Yes. And then next week,
just another regular
stuff. We got stuff.
I mean, there's all kinds of things I'm thinking of. You know, I'm getting downloads from heaven.
Yeah.
I am. Stuff. Stuff.
All right.
I'm waiting for God to tell me over and over again before I figure it out.
Oh.
But part of it is definitely worship music on the Marktplatz.
Yes, I know you're excited about that.
That's definitely part of it.
Yes.
Darling.
One thing I want to mention before we leave, darling. Is if you have not watched Pastor Jimmy's sermons, you need to go back and watch them because he's doing them on Mind Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so good.
It will benefit you.
He had said last Sunday, and I just want to leave everybody with this, like seed bears like fruit.
Yes.
And I always say this too, what you feed grows. So you are the gatekeepers of your mind.
What you're watching is where your heart will go.
Yes. Align it with God and
you'll be okay. You know what that means?
What?
Listen to more Curry and the Keeper.
That's right.
Good for you. It's healthy. Okay. Now I can say, darling.
Yes, darling.
I love you so much.
I love you too, baby.
See you next week.
I'll be here.
We'll be here, everybody. Okay. See you then.
Vineyard Nation,
Curry and the Keeper.